Cyrus was in hell. He had no notion of consciousness. He couldn't tell which realm he wandered. He felt only that he was being slowly suffused in darkness, smoke exhaling into his airways, sinister sensation curling around his bones. The devil was close. Shadows shifted all around him, encroaching. Black whirls lapped at the edges of his perception like foul tongues. Bone-chilling, chittering sounds echoed between his ears as the stench of death encompassed everything. Shafts of light fell across the dark of his mind, disorienting him further. His head was heavy, delirious. He was parched, half blind. Pain spasmed steadily through his limbs, a sharp ache pulsing behind his eyes, his pupils quickly dilating. He felt as if his mind and body were separate entities, as if his physical self had been planted elsewhere, perhaps across the room. It occurred to him, faintly, that he was incompletely dressed. He knew not where he was. He was hardly aware of who he was. Cyrus? He startled badly at the sound of his name, backing away on instinct, his legs catching in soft sheets as his head met hard resistance, pain flaring against skull. Her voice. He felt her more than he could see her, a silhouette blurred before him as if through warped glass. She wasn't supposed to be here. His eyesight was uncertain, heat crowding his thoughts. He struggled to breathe. Was he dreaming? He could no longer tease apart day and night. He felt out of his head with fever. Cyrus knew well the distinctive signs of the devil. He'd learned to anticipate the horrifying moments before Iblis arrived, before the bloodshed and brutality began. This hallucination was doubtless some abomination of reality, or else some new and terrible approach to torture. Cyrus didn't want to sully the essence of her with the smear of him, didn't want her anywhere near the rotted breath pressing up against his senses, diffusing across his skin. He stiffened. His stomach heaved. Revulsion rose inside him as the familiar horror crescendoed. "No!" he cried. "No! We took your soul and stained it," the devil whispered. "Rinsed it with blood and debt. We took your mind and claimed it, chained it with regret."
"Get out!" Cyrus said desperately. "Get away from me!"
"Your heart we broke for pleasure," Iblis went on. "Our reasons remain our own. All these years of rage and silence, all these centuries alone."
"But I don't want to leave you."
His breath caught. It was her voice again. God, her voice.
He thought he could see her now, could see her rising before him in a prismatic vision, her edges blurring, blasted with light. He blinked, and the windows flared behind her, giving her the impression of wings. And he knew then, his heart pounding desperately in his chest, that he could no longer trust his own eyes.
"We possess you now and always," Iblis whispered.
Was this a dream?
Cyrus's blind eyes darted around the room in acute panic, but the voices wouldn't stop.
"We possess you now and always," said the devil. "Our schemes are rarely fair."
"Please," she said. "Let me stay."
"Still, we offer congratulations to the overlooked, unwilling heir."
"I want nothing from you," he cried. "Get out! Get out!"
"Cyrus..."
He backed up again violently, cracking his head once more against a hard surface, pain sparking behind his eyes.
"I only want to help you," said the angel, moving suddenly.